What is going on, Swoopers? Welcome back to another episode of Swoop Luke. In this episode, we'll be previewing the Collingwood West Coast game on Saturday. Let's get into it. So before we do jump straight into it, of course, go support my good mates at Footy Life by downloading their app. The links are below. As always, I really appreciate them coming on and helping the channel out. I love them so much, and they wouldn't be here if I didn't believe in their app and stuff like that. And it's the only app I use for the footy. So get on it, download it. It's all free, and just let them know that you come from Swoop Luke and that you love us. Let's get into it. So on Saturday afternoon, Collingwood take on the West Coast Eagles at Optus Stadium. This game, so finally, we were playing the Kangaroos last week, playing the Eagles this week. So we were the only top eight team, I'm pretty sure, we're only the top eight team to not verse any of the bottom three teams. So no Kangaroos, no West Coast, and no Hawthorn. So we've been up the top, doing it the hard way. And now we get to hopefully boost our percentage a little bit more than it already is. We do have the second best percentage in the league. I know last week against the Kangaroos wasn't the 80-point thumping that we thought it was going to be. But, you know, I just put that down to the air being knocked out of our sails once Steel Sidebottom went down. You could just feel just everyone at the ground, fans and everything, were just so deflated, and we just did enough to win. But that's what good teams do. They win it in the first half, and then we'll just cruise through the rest of the game. We have got a checkered history. I'm not really going to get too much into the history, but I did want to touch on something before I talk about the game. I see a lot of Collingwood supporters enjoying West Coast's demise. And yes, on one hand, it is great to see them at the bottom of the ladder. On the other hand, I hate that they're on the bottom of the ladder and that we're still competing for finals and for grand finals and stuff like that. Because after 2018, you know, we've played, 2019 was finals, and then, you know, 2020, 2021, we had two off years, and then obviously 2022, and this year we've been flying again. But since that 2018 grand final, West Coast have just been, you know, not that good sort of thing, you know what I mean? So, like, they haven't been competing as much as we have. Then they have an off-season last year, and then this year is just ridiculous. So it's kind of like, did they deserve 2018? You know, it just... But look, on the other hand, if, you know, and this is one of Fly's beliefs, and, you know, looking at into the positives, if that doesn't happen, if 2018 doesn't happen, we don't have Craig McRae right now. We don't have Tom Mitchell, Mick Stay, Frampton, Bobby Hill, Ginnivan, all these, Dugowie probably. We probably still have Buckley. So, like, on one hand, yes, it sucks. But on the other hand, everything happens for a reason. And our reason for losing that 2018 grand final was so Craig McRae can take over the club and build it into the new era and into this new magpie territory that has absolutely been unseen. And we thank our lucky stars that he came to this club. So now let's look at this West Coast game. So West Coast, bottom of the ladder, they got done by 50 points against the Eagles. A couple of weeks ago, they got absolutely trounced by Hawthorn, who were third last on the ladder by like 120 points. But the Eagles recently have been a bit of a bogey side for us. All you have to do is think back to last year when they were absolutely crap. They were decimated with injuries and whatnot. And we played them at Marvel and they came out and they won. They beat us just in that last quarter. I think that might have been round four or round five or something like that. And that game was the low point of our season last year, I reckon, especially during the home and away season. And that was a crap performance, but we are such a different team now than we were then. Of course, it's over a year on. We're playing way better football. We're way more structured. We know more of our game plan. But West Coast, for some reason, just, and I've seen your comments and stuff on Instagram and Twitter, they're starting to trip me up a little bit. And, you know, that's not to say that we're not going to go there and win. I still think we're going to win. But, you know, is it going to be the 120-point hiding that we would all love it to be? I don't really think so. But you do look at the Essendon game, we know, with what they were able to produce in that Essendon game. And Essendon smashed him in pretty much all aspects of the game. West Coast did win the inside 50s, but they didn't really do much of it. Whenever the ball went inside 50, Essendon were quick to rebound that, especially in the last quarter. Their main target is Oscar Allen. So if you stop Oscar Allen, you're pretty much stopping, you know, all of West Coast Eagles forwards, because Jack Darling isn't playing either. So that kind of helps us as well, because he always eats us up. And of course, Josh Kennedy isn't there anymore. Last week's West Coast pressure was really good for the first half or so. Liam Duggan, Jaden Hunt were really good in defense. Liam Duggan had about 4 rebounds and like nearly 30 possessions. Elliot Yeo came back. Shannon Hearn came back. I think he had about, 10 marks and 8 rebounds from inside their defensive 50. So, you know, these stalwarts, I don't know what I'm trying to say, these older heads are starting to prevail. They're starting to come back and they're giving him a little bit more stability in that back line especially. But, you know, they might even welcome back. I think Luke Shuey is due to come back either this week or the week after. Collingwood's curse, he probably comes back this week. But, you know, in saying all of that, we shouldn't have any problems absolutely smashing these guys off the park. With Collingwood, you know, we played last week, like I just said at the start of the video, did what we needed to do in the first half and then kind of cruised on through for the win in the second half. The only change we should be making is the steel side one. It's only going to be a forced change. You know, I'm hoping that Ed Allen, who is from WA, gets his debut on the wing, even if it's just for one game, just see what he can do. He's been doing really well in the VFL. So has Trent Bianco in the wing, the two natural successors to Steel Sidebottom, Bianco and Ed Allen. Either one of those would be great. Finn McRae, I could kind of see coming in. Maybe they push Will Hoskin-Elliott to, you know, from the sub into the wing position, then Finn McRae as a sub if they want to do that. But Craig McRae, after his press conference, said that he's not into managing players. So don't expect a raft of older players like Mitchell, you know, Adams or Pendlebury or whoever it might be, Darcy Moore, to kind of get left back in Melbourne and then, you know, there's 5 new players playing in the team. Because that would just stuff up the chemistry and the synergy so much. And then West Coast will be able to run over the top. So I don't expect many changes. Maybe, obviously the forced one, but maybe 2 if they want to give someone a rest and, you know, get one of the young kids up there. Don't see who they could rest because we are going with really well. These are the sort of wins that you need to just etch out on your way to September, especially coming into the Melbourne game in 2 weeks, which is going to be absolutely huge. You want to just go there, just win, and just come straight back home and prepare for one of the biggest games of the season. My big call and prediction. Now, my big call is that Jack Ginnivan is going to kick 5 goals. Now, we started seeing him get back to his best. Last week against the Roos was his best of the season. He kicked 2 goals, 1. I want to see him kick an absolute bag and kind of get that strut about him again. He hasn't had a bit of a down season. We know what happened at the start of the season. So kind of, you know, perk himself up, get that strut back. And because he started to get it last week, let's carry it through to West Coast. My other big prediction is that Nick Dacos is going to hit over 45 disposals. I don't know. It would be cool if he got 50, but he's going to hit over 45 disposals and be our best on ground. The winning prediction, I think we're going to win by... I know I said it's not going to be like a 120-point win. It's not going to be less than 40. I'm going to say a 63-point win. We're going to go to Perth and absolutely smash the Eagles because we should, you know. And it's Dom Sheed's 150th game celebration as well. So let's go there, put a wet blanket over their party, absolutely smash them because I do hate the Eagles. I really, really, really do. But anyway, guys, this has just been my quick preview of the game. Let me know your thoughts down below. Like, comment, subscribe. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your pets. And until next time, Double Checkers, I'll sweep you later.